And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'll tell you what, I am back from a whirlwind tour. I literally spent 6 days driving from Texas all the way to Tennessee. I drove throughout the state of Tennessee, looked at as much as I could possibly see while I was in Tennessee, and then I drove back to Texas. Now, normally, that's a pretty easy drive. I just get in the truck and I just go and I just do my thing. Except I had passengers. So because I had passengers, I had to consider the needs of my passengers. Now, who are my passengers? Well, my beautiful wife, Tina, she went with me because part of the reason for us to go on this trip was to explore a state that neither one of us have ever set foot in, with the exception of last week. Last week, we got to a place called Chattanooga. We stepped foot into the state of Tennessee. And I will tell you this about the state of Tennessee. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. The stuff that wasn't gorgeous was very limited. It was so minute compared to all the stuff that was gorgeous. I have fallen in love with Tennessee. Now, I'm not going to do the show today on Tennessee because I'm still processing all of the information that I absorbed. What kind of information was I absorbing? Well, I was understanding the landscape. I was understanding where the major cities are in relation to the smaller towns and the even smaller towns. I was understanding where the multifamily apartment communities are, and I was understanding where the bedroom rental communities are for single family. And I will tell you, I hit the jackpot. I think I hit the jackpot with Tennessee. Now, all of my data, it's preliminary. It's all preliminary. So I need a little time to sit down and digest this information. So maybe on tomorrow's show, what I'll do is I'll give you an info dump on my trip to Tennessee. But what I want to do today is I want to give you an info dump on some people that you need to have on your team. Now, I did a show a little while back where I talked about who needs to be on your team. And one of the entities that should be on your team, especially if you're planning to be a single family investor, is you should have a home inspector on your team. Now, some of you might scoff. You might say, oh, home inspector. Oh, they just cost money. Why would I have somebody like that? I can go in and I can look at the property all by myself and I can figure it out. Well, maybe you can and maybe you can't. It depends on your level of knowledge. It depends on your experience. It depends on what you've got hidden in your back pocket that the rest of us don't know about. But here's why I think you need to consider having a home inspector on your team. Number one, and I think this is the most important reason for having a home inspector on your team. That professional inspector can see things that you might miss, like structural defects, electrical issues, plumbing leaks, mold, things that could cost you a lot in the form of repairs down the line. For example, they might find a cracked foundation or they might find outdated wiring that could cost you thousands of dollars to repair. I think that reason alone is a primary reason why you need to have a home inspector on your team. Here's another reason. If that reason wasn't good enough for you, let me give you another reason. They're objective. They're objective. They give you an objective assessment. Unlike the seller who you are buying from, or possibly the real estate agents who may have a vested interest in the seller's needs, not necessarily yours, that home inspector provides an unbiased evaluation of the property's condition. How does that help you? Peace of mind. Peace of mind. And let's say they find that things are really, really bad in the property. They can give you information that you can use to go back to the seller and retrade the property. What does that mean, retrade the property? That means you might have agreed to pay a certain price for the property based on what you thought was the condition of the property. But then you had your home inspector go in and your home inspector created a report and you read the report and you went, oh, this is really a lot worse than I thought it was. So you start panicking a little bit and you start to think, well, maybe I should just walk away. I should just get out of this deal. But then it hits you. You heard me on the radio and you go, well, maybe I could retrade the property. Maybe I could go back to the seller and I could point out all of the fundamental issues that the property is having and show them to the seller. Look, these are the problems with the property that I discovered. Chances are the seller knows about those problems. They're just hoping you didn't find them. So now that you've confronted the seller, and not in a bad way, you've essentially gone back to the seller and you've said, look, this thing is in a lot worse condition than we thought it was. It's going to need a lot more repairs. As a result of that, I'm not going to be able to pay you what you're asking for the property because the property doesn't work. I'm going to ask you to reduce your price. So now the seller has a decision to make. They can either reduce the price and sell it to you at a reduced price, or they could say no thank you and try their luck selling it to the next fool that might walk by. When you become a real estate investor, you have a certain level of experience. You do. You've got a certain level of experience. You know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know. And as you transition into becoming a better real estate investor than you were yesterday, your experience level tends to go up. Now, how does your experience level tend to go up? It goes up because you're physically looking at properties. You're understanding conditions of properties. You're understanding that the systems within a property all have potential systemic problems. Now you think about a typical house. Let's just talk about a typical house. A typical house has typical systems in it. It has a foundation. It has a roof. It has walls on the exterior. It might have walls on the interior. It might have flooring. It might have windows. It might have doors. It might have a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. It might have appliances. It might have countertops. It might have plumbing fixtures such as toilets and sinks and showers. It might have all of the things that go into the makeup of a home. I'm looking at a home. Now, one of the things I'm going to share with you right now is that I intend to bring a couple of our Lifestyles Unlimited vendors who are home inspectors onto the show. And we're not going to do it today. We're going to do it over the next couple of weeks because I think it's important for you to hear the normal content that we provide, but also get content from a licensed home inspector who can basically tell you everything about the functional systems within a home without losing a beat. They're trained. They're educated. They know what to look for. They know what problems look like. They know what non-problems look like. And what they do for you is they do the full-blown inspection and they write you up a full-blown report. And with that report, you can determine what your repair costs potentially would be for the asset. Does that sound like it would work for you? I will tell you, it works for me. It works for many, many Lifestyles Unlimited members. This is a great way for you to not only educate yourself, but to protect yourself from buying an asset that could become a money pit. So what am I getting at? Well, I'm getting at a property that just happened to come on the market, that just happens to be available to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. This particular property just happens to be in the greater Dallas market. It has an after repair value of $275,000. That means the property, when all fixed up, is worth $275,000. Now, it's on the market. It's available for purchase through a wholesaler for $150,000, which means if you decide to purchase this, you're going to pay a non-refundable fee for the rights to acquire the right to buy the property. That's how wholesaling works. A wholesaler goes out, they put a contract on a property, and then they flip the contract to somebody like us who are able to actually close on the deal and renovate the property. So you've got a couple of $1,000s that are potentially at risk for buying the property. Now, I just happen to have a picture of the exterior of this property. And I just happen to have the home inspection report that goes with the picture of this property, because it was provided to me by one of our Lifestyles Unlimited vendors, Connor Polson. And what he did for me was he said, look, I know that house that you're going to talk about on the radio. I did an inspection on it. Let me send you the inspection report and you can do your show from that. And I thought, wow, that makes it real convenient, Connor. Now, Connor's one of the guys that I'm going to bring onto the show. Connor has like many, many years in the home inspection business, and he's been a real estate investor for about the last 15 years. So not only does he know what I know about buying, renovating, and putting back into service real estate assets, he also knows everything that there is to be known about the functional systems within the property. And you know what he's willing to do? Tell me everything. Tell me the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it in a nice contained report that gives me information about potential defects found in the property and recommendations for contractors that could remedy the property condition. Does that make sense? Remedy the condition on the property. Very, very valuable information. Now, he doesn't say call Bob at Brand C Company. He doesn't do that. He basically says, look, if you have grading issues, in other words, the lot isn't graded correctly, so where the water, when it falls from the sky or anywhere else, water gets on your property, that it flows away from the foundation. That's something you want to have happen. Over time, grounds can deteriorate. They can. You can get a lack of grass that holds the soil down. The wind blows, it blows the soil away. Next thing you know, you've got erosion. And next thing you know, you have a dip in the property that's right next to the foundation that allows for water to pool by the foundation. Not a good scenario. Can cause major problems to your foundation if you don't deal with it. Now, can a home inspector identify that sort of stuff? You bet he can. Or she can too. I don't care who your home inspector is. I don't care if they're male or female. I don't care who they love. All I care about is that they are competent and capable of giving me the information that I need. Now, this particular property that I'm looking at, it's a street view of the property. And it the house doesn't look terribly bad. It's a typical 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. It's got a detached 2-car garage. I see it off to the side there. It kind of looks like everything's been somewhat painted. The building is yellow, kind of a light yellow in color. There's a carport. There's a 2-car carport off to the side of the property. There's grass on the property. It doesn't look like it's in that bad a shape. I'm noticing on the roof has some discoloration. Now, does a discolored roof indicate signs that the roof is in bad condition? And the answer to that is, and the reason I don't know, is because I'm not a home inspector and I'm not a roofing contractor. So I'm looking at the roof going, yeah, it might be okay, or maybe it's not. But I need more information. When we come back from the break, I'm going to break this house down for you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so today by talking about home inspections. Now, home inspection can cost you a couple hundred bucks. The price varies from inspector, but you're probably looking at around $300 to $500 for a typical home inspection. Now, sounds like a lot of money, right? Sounds like you're paying money out. We took a contract from a wholesaler. Let's say we spent $3,000 on that contract, non-refundable, by the way. For the right to purchase the property, we spent $3,000. So we've got $3,000 committed to the asset. Now we're going to get a home inspection done. We're going to need to spend some more money. Now we don't physically own this asset yet. The only thing that we have bought so far is the right to buy the property, to effectively take over a contract that a wholesaler put into motion, and the right to inspect now because, well, we've got the right to inspect because now we own the contract on the property. So we're gonna inspect the property and see what's wrong with it. Now, this is where your home inspector comes in, because the home inspector is going to go through this thing with a fine-tooth comb. They're going to make sure that everything that needs to be looked at is looked at and reported. Reported to who? The government? No, to you. The report comes to you. You're contracting with that home inspector to review the property. All right. So what kind of stuff is on the inspection report? Things like your structural systems, things like your plumbing systems, things like your electrical systems, things like your HVAC system, which stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Things like, well, there's just more stuff on the report. Why don't we just get into the report and see what the report talks about? Wouldn't that make more sense to you? Now, one of the things that I do is I'm reading through the report. If I find something that is reported as deficient, I'm going to make an estimate based on my experience, my knowledge, and I've got a lot of it, as to what the repair cost would be to bring that particular system back into compliance. Does that make sense? So in this particular property, one of the first things that Connor found was that the foundation was deficient. Foundation problems. Okay. So I wrote down $15,000 to fix the foundation. Then I determined that the grading and drainage had issues. They were deficient. There were some grading problems. There were some problems with the downspouts that come down from the roof. In other words, the gutter system on the house, it's got some problems to it. And if you're going to make it work correctly, you have to replace some of those gutter systems. So I just estimated that the grading and drainage would be about $2,500. Gutters would be about $2,500. The roof, he said the roof is in bad shape. And he can tell because there's water damage inside the roofing structure itself and also on the interior ceiling of the property. So the roof is in bad shape. Now, he is not a roofing contractor. He doesn't pretend to be a roofing contractor, but he can identify weaknesses in the roofing system. So my guess is the roof might need to be replaced. I'm estimating $15,000 to do that. Now, here's one of the ways that your home inspector makes a ton of credibility with you. It's when they find stuff that the seller never disclosed to you. Maybe the seller didn't know about it, or maybe they're just being coy and they're just choosing not to tell you about it. And even if you walked into this house, you probably wouldn't notice that this particular problem existed until you had your home inspector or yourself go up into the roofing space of the house and inspect the entire roofing space. And you know what Connor found? He found there was a fire in this property. There was a fire that affected the roof. You can see signs of burn damage all over the interior of the roofing area. Now, you don't see damage regarding fire within the structure itself. So it almost indicates that somebody went in and maybe just put lipstick on a pig. You know what that term means, right? So they just kind of cleaned it up and they didn't address the issue. Connor says there's structural damage caused by that fire that's going to need to be addressed. And he's recommending that we talk to a structural engineer so that we understand exactly what needs to be done to put this property back into shape. Now, I'm estimating about $15,000 in fire repairs. What's the next thing? Interior walls. They just got problems. There's damage to the drywall. There's signs of water leakage, which may have been left over from the fire. Who knows? We don't know. But there's signs of water damage on the walls and the ceilings, too. So I'm estimating about another $15,000 to fix all of the drywall and all of the ceiling damage that needs to be repaired. The doors to the property, they've got problems too. Some of the doors are misaligned. Now, that might be because the foundation is off. It's causing the doors to not seed back into where they're supposed to seed back into when you close them. So when you fix the foundation, you may remedy that problem. But he also noted that some of the doors themselves are damaged and they're going to need to be replaced. So I said, okay, let's factor about $1,000 to fix the doors. Windows, they're a problem too. As a matter of fact, there's broken window panes. There's windows that are leaking. In other words, you can tell they're dual pane windows and they're fogging. So the exterior seal is broken, causing the window to fog. So some of these windows are going to need to be repaired. Some of these windows are going to need to be replaced. So I'm estimating about $2,500 for window repair and replacement. And the final thing that he points out is the exterior walkway. There are some uneven stone pavers. There's some issues with a concrete step that was built to allow you to step up onto the property itself. It is shifted. It's not aligned with the property. It could cause a tripping hazard. It needs to be resolved. So I'm figuring about $1,000 to fix all the stairway stuff. And the final thing, when it comes to a lot of the structural stuff, porches, balconies, decks, and carports. Now, I'm not going to get into all the things that he found wrong with those particular areas, but I am going to tell you that I estimated about $2,500 in repair costs to get that done. So what are my repairs at right now? What is the number I'm holding at currently to do all the renovations on this property? $72,000. I am looking at $72,000 so far to do the repairs on this property. Now, the budget that I put together initially before I had the home inspection done indicated about $70,000 in a rehab budget. So I compare $72,000 to my $70,000 estimate, and I'm pretty close. I am really close. So the defects that Connor found on this property don't throw this property out of contention for me. Oh, but wait a minute. There's other systems I haven't taken into consideration. Other systems that could be affected, and lo and behold, according to this inspection report, they are. Things like electrical, about $3,000 worth of repairs. Well, we got to talk about the plumbing, because one of the areas of this inspection report where this house does really, really bad is in plumbing. The plumbing supply, distribution systems, and fixtures are deficient. Drains, waistlines, and vents, deficient. Water heating equipment, deficient. Gas distribution systems and gas appliances, deficient. Washer supply valves and drain, deficient. All of the plumbing in this house needs a licensed plumber to fix. It does. It's in bad shape. And because we know we have foundation issues, we may damage some of the plumbing when we put the house back on level. So we have to keep that in the back of our mind too. So I went for a big number on plumbing. I did. I went for about $20,000 in plumbing costs, because I know that if we have to tunnel under this property, it's going to cost a lot of money. Now, why would we have to tunnel under this property? Because of the issues with the drains, the waistlines, and the vents that have nothing to do with putting the house back on level, which might break the plumbing lines. Does that make sense? Yeah, so there's already known issues with the plumbing before we do anything. Then if we fix the foundation, which we will likely do, we might break more plumbing stuff. So it just gives our plumber more work to do. I'm estimating $20,000 for those repairs. The other thing that's bad about this property is that the appliances that exist in the property. Now, I'm not talking about the HVAC appliances. I'm not talking about the hot water heater. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm talking about the appliances that would normally be in the kitchen, the dishwasher, the range and oven, the exhaust vent, microwave, if it's built in, those types of plumbing things. The appliances that exist in this property are terrible. They just need to be taken to the dump. Really, that's the condition they're in. They're not useful. They're not serviceable. They don't work. They need to go away. The appliances that are missing need to be replaced. Now, I'm estimating about $4,000 to replace the appliances. Where do I get that number from? I'm going to need to put a stove and an oven in there. I'm probably going to put a dishwasher in there because there's a space for it. I'm going to put an overhead microwave with vent above the stove because there isn't one there. It's gone. I'm looking at the picture of it right now. It's gone. There's a hole there where the waste air goes, and that's what we got to connect into. All right, so about $4,000 in non-structural costs. So what did I come up with? I came up with an additional $37,000 in costs. Now, let me just share with you my original projections on this asset. Again, all fixed up, it should trade for $275,000 in the neighborhood it's in. I cannot improve upon that number. I can definitely go down, but I can't do much better than what the best of the neighborhood is doing. So there's no ability for me to raise that price. Does that make sense? Okay. Purchase price, $150,000. That's what the wholesaler contract said, that it was valued at $150,000. That's what I agreed to based off of my preliminary analysis of the property, based on where it was located, based on the neighborhood, based on what Google could show me about the property. Rehab budget, $70,000. Cash out of pocket, $29,000. $29,000. Now, everything is plugging away up until this point where we start looking at our cost for repairs for the structural and the non-structural items. Remember, I told you earlier in the show, my cost to repair all the structural items was about the same as what I estimated my rehab budget to be. So everything was fine. I was going to capture $45,000 worth of equity for $29,000 of contribution. Everything's humming along good. I'd have $74,000 worth of total equity. But here's the problem. There's an additional $37,000 in non-structural items. Based on the home inspection, my estimate to repair this property is now up to $109,000. Not $70,000 like I originally determined, but $109,000. So what that means is if I adjust my rehab budget, I'm still only going to put about $29,000 down, but that increased rehab budget is taking away from the equity that I'm supposed to capture in this deal. It goes down to only $6,000. So what do I do? This is where I take my inspection report and I go to the seller and I show him the inspection report. I give him a copy because it's his property. It's not my property yet. I haven't bought it. It's his property. I want to make sure he's got a copy of that inspection report because I want him to look at it. And then I'm going to tell him that I originally expected to spend about $70,000 fixing it up based on what I thought was wrong with the property, only to find out that it's really going to cost me about $109,000. Well, at this point, I'm considering walking away. I'm potentially going to walk away from several thousand dollars of option money, if you will, and about $500 for an inspection report. But that's cheap insurance. And here's why. I don't want to walk away from $45,000 of equity. But if $45,000 of additional captured equity turns into $6,000, this deal isn't worth doing for me. It's not worth the headaches. It's not worth the aggravation. It's not worth anything to just make an additional $6,000 of equity. So I'm going to go back to the seller and I'm going to tell him, I can afford to pay $110,000. If you're willing to reduce your price by about $40,000, I will buy the property. If the seller agrees to reduce his price by about $40,000, my original deal points go back into play because I'm going to capture about $45,000 of additional equity for the $29,000 that I put into the asset. Now, some of you are wondering, what about the cash flow, dude? Did the cash flow get affected by any of this stuff? No, it didn't, because cash flow is based off of what you can rent the property for which is your income, your revenues, if you will, minus your expenses, gives you your cash flow. Changing the amount of equity I capture or don't capture in this deal has no bearing on the cash flow. This property was poised to pay me $212 per month in positive cash flow, whether I'm at $45,000 of additional captured equity or I'm at $6,000. But in order for this deal to be viable for me, in order for this deal to work, I need to buy this property not for $150,000, but for $110,000. And I've got all the evidence that I need in the home inspection report to include my jotted down notes for repair costs, because I want to make sure the seller understands what it's going to cost for the seller to do the rehab if they decide they're going to do it after all. Now, you think about that seller's position. They thought they were going to get $150,000 for the property. Maybe that's, you know, that was a price point that they wanted. But now I'm telling them that their property is only worth $110,000. And I'm asking them to take a $40,000 haircut on their price based off of the true condition of the property. And that true condition of the property was made known to me by the talent, the experience, and the knowledge of a licensed home inspector that I brought onto my team. Very important. Now, some of you can't get past the, well, dude, what if you walk away? What if the seller doesn't want to reduce their price? Then I'm walking. There's no price in between 110 and 150 that interests me. It's either got to be 110 or it's got to be nothing. I might be able to do 111. I might be able to do 112. You know where I'm going, right? But I can't do 150. So I'm going to renegotiate. Seller says, no, I'm not doing it. Okay, fine. I'm going to walk away from about $3,500. But think about it. The next house that I buy, if I capture $45,000 of additional equity in the next house that I buy, that's going to absorb that $3,500 loss when I decided not to buy an asset that wouldn't work for me, my investing strategy, or my portfolio. And I have a licensed home inspector to thank for all of it. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.